This is Lou LaVolpe with Film School Online. Today we're going to continue our discussion of cinematography basics. Last time we talked about the basic lighting setups, specifically three-point lighting and pools of light. Three-point lighting is used when you have a relatively small set, and pools of light is when you have a large set with lots of movement. We also talked about the importance of the fill light, and we talked about the different ways you could set up the key light. Today I want to talk about setting the intensity of the different lights in your setup, and how to set exposure on the camera. I also want to talk a little bit more about the role of the cinematographer and the cinematographer's team. Okay, so let's start with setting the intensities of the different lights in your setup. It's helpful to take a look at filmmaking before the digital age. It'll give you a perspective on where we were in cinematography and how things have changed over the last few years. Before the digital age, when we were strictly using film, the film had a relatively low sensitivity. On the set, we had to use very high level of lighting. And because the level of lighting was so high, it was difficult to judge with your eye how the scene would look on film. Even a low-key scene, which is dark, would have a bright look on the set. You wouldn't appreciate how moody the scene was until you actually saw it on the processed film. In fact, I recall several directors coming to me concerned that the scene was supposed to be low-key and it looked too bright. I had to explain to them that once the film was processed, it would look low-key. Today, the digital cameras and even some film stocks are so sensitive that when you set your lights up, what you see is what you get. But years ago, it took a great degree of skill and experience to set the lights because you couldn't see what the final look would be until the film was processed. Now, cinematographers then had several tools that they used.
We hope that you enjoyed this preview. The entire podcast lecture series is available at Film School Online, www.filmschoolonline.com. In addition, there are sample lessons, free tutorials, tips, resources, and of course, our online filmmaking courses. Thanks for listening.